Good morning and welcome to the Morning Show Tuesday edition with your host today, Phil Huff, pre-recording this interview for play later in March and delighted to have in the studio this afternoon as we're recording it, a relatively new person to the Chamber of Commerce, but not new to Sandpoint, Mickey Quinn, who's the Executive Director of the Greater Sandpoint Chamber of Commerce. A little bit about Mickey, from what I've been able to gather from the website and in conversation with her the first few weeks on the job. She first landed in Sandpoint as a division vice president for Coldwater Creek more than 20 years ago. Mickey brings to the chamber years of experience in management, business operations, budgeting, retail growth, leadership development, and business coaching. She has successfully managed and started companies specializing in developing strategic business plans, operational processes, and interpersonal relationship building. And with 20 years in Sandpoint, it just sounds, Mickey, like you were made for this job. Welcome to the show and welcome to the chamber.
Thank you, Phil. It's an honor to be here and to be a part of this community.
Yeah. So we'd like always to start with folks who are new in their roles in the community to take a little deeper dive. Introduce yourself to our listeners who may not know you if they haven't intersected with you in the Coldwater Creek or post-Coldwater Creek world.
Well, I grew up in Western New York and really did not have a clue as to what I was going to do after I graduated from college with a business degree. And so what did I do back in the mid-80s? What everybody else was doing was flocking to the mall. And I got myself my first position with a small junior retailer. And after 2 weeks of being there, I got ushered into the manager's office and said, "You're going to be speaking to the district manager today." I was like, okay. I was a little nervous. But after a couple of questions, the district manager promoted me to assistant store manager. And I was like, oh, this retail thing's pretty cool. I like this. So that started my career in retail and worked for JCPenney. Got the opportunity to go to the New York office and be a buyer at JCPenney. And then they moved their offices to Dallas. And then I met my husband and we got married. And he decided that he was going to get recruited to go to another company, to this Coldwater Creek, which I'd never heard of before, in a town in Idaho that I'd never heard of before. But lo and behold, in 1997, we moved here, and it was the most beautiful experience I think I've had in my career and in my life.
So what drove the decision? Was it Coldwater Creek or Sandpoint?
The first move in 97 was Coldwater Creek, because he was recruited to join their catalog and open up a men's division. So that was why we came here. I had the opportunity to run the Cedar Street Bridge, which at that time was their first full-fledged store. They had the entire 16,000 feet of that facility, and it was a wonderful experience. And Dennis and Ann Pence put me in charge of handling local donations for all of the different fundraisers and auctions that we had. And that's when I also got to meet the chamber, and it was my first experience ever with a chamber in all the places I'd lived before. And what a great opportunity to meet so many people, so many business people, and really get to know the community.
We always like to ask, what was your Long Bridge moment like?
Oh, unfortunately, my first experience, it was in the middle of the night. It was dark, it was snowy, and it was a scary drive. And I didn't get to have that experience until we were leaving. And then it was like, oh, this is beautiful.
Oh, so almost a reverse Long Bridge.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
I remember my wife and I moved here in the early 2000s, 2002, and we found the bridge there that housed Coldwater Creek, and at the time, the wine bar, to be one of the most inviting things about Sandpoint. We were up visiting my sister and her significant other, and we found that place, and it's like, yeah, I think this could work. This Sandpoint thing could work for us.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that wine bar was just spectacular on the bridge, and then when we moved across the street, too.
Yeah, both were great, but we had that wine bar moment at Coldwater Creek.
Mm-hmm. Yep, a special spot.
Yeah. So locals who have been here long enough, and it seems to be fading into the somewhat distant memory, will remember Coldwater Creek in its heyday in the late 90s, early 2000s, and then unfortunately, it closed and cast out a lot of people out of high-paying local jobs. And interestingly enough, a number of them stayed instead of migrating to other places in the country where they could find similar work. They reinvented themselves here.
Yes.
It sounds like that happened to you.
Well, I left in 2013. I joined a colleague who had worked for Coldwater as well in Fargo, North Dakota. And worked for the company Vanity, which was a junior women's specialty apparel retailer. And then he left. A year later, the owners asked me to step up to become president and eventually CEO of that company. And did that for 4 years, but then they decided to get out of the retail business. And I found myself, I could go anywhere, anywhere in the U.S., but I had a home here. My kids were close by. And so I came back to Sandpoint and then decided, well, what am I going to do? And so that's when I decided to become a consultant and a coach in the business world, especially for small businesses and individuals in business. And that's what I've done until I took this job.
It seems like there's a lot of entrepreneurs in Sandpoint. There would be a relatively good demand and high quality of candidates for your services.
I found myself pretty busy. it's interesting how resourceful people are here in this town, in a small place, small town, small business, and yet big businesses too, and just a great diversity of our businesses and our community that really make us strong.
You know, we could look at any number of small startups that grew and became bigger things here, like Coldwater Creek and Cochava, just to name a couple, Lighthouse.
Oh, yeah.
Huge success stories that if you go around the country to people who are uninitiated to Sandpoint, sometimes that's their first glimpse into it, if they know it's the home of or former home of one of those big businesses.
Mm-hmm. Yes, for sure.
It really helped to put the identity of Sandpoint on the map.
That and just how beautiful it is, and it keeps getting a lot of press about that.
Yeah, we'd like to moderate that. Now that we're here, it's not close the door on your way in, but yeah, too much press could be a good, too much of a good thing could not be such a good thing.
Yeah, it's a good balance.
So the Chamber's been something on your radar for a while. How did you come across this opportunity, and what intrigued you about it enough to take the plunge?
Well, when I started my own business here in Sandpoint in 2018, I joined the Chamber and attended their luncheons occasionally and, of course, the events that they have throughout the year. And the Chamber always held a really special spot in my heart because my first experience was when I was running the Cedar Street Bridge and we had the Winter Carnival. The Taste of Sandpoint was held at that location. And I was just in awe of, in the middle of February, so cold, the bridge was packed with people from attendees, from locals and visitors. And then the Chamber had an army of volunteers that ran the event. And I was just so impressed with how that organization penetrated in the community. And so when I heard that Kate was stepping down and taking a new opportunity, I thought, wow, that could be a really interesting opportunity for me. And so I threw my hat in the ring, and I was very pleased to find out that the board offered me the position.
Well, first of all, congratulations.
And thank you.
The Chamber really does seem to be the beating heart of the community. Longtime listeners will know that I wear many hats myself, including running a small nonprofit, and through that we're Chamber members, and I'm one of the Chamber ambassadors. And it's just a great opportunity to be part of the business community and therefore really the cultural, social community, because the business community includes nonprofits, includes for-profits that give so much back, that really connect and create the culture, I think, that we identify with Sandpoint.
Mm-hmm, for sure. And our chamber is a little bit different than some of the bigger chambers across the country and the actual chamber association. Our chamber is non-political. We do not lobby. We do not campaign. We are completely bipartisan, just, mm-hmm. You know, it's we are all about our community and our businesses and supporting our local community and business.
So let's use that as an opportunity to really explore the history of the Chamber. How long has it been around, and what is its main mission?
Well, the main mission of any chamber is to bring together the community and to support our members and businesses to keep our economy strong and to be a point of a filter so that we can disseminate important information so that our locals and our visitors have what they need to find businesses and find reputable, credible businesses and to build that as a focal point in the community.
And the Chamber here operates also as a visitor center. In some larger towns, those are two distinct functions or organizations, but they're combined here.
They are, yes. Out on North Fifth Avenue, we have our visitor center, and it's a much busier in the summertime, but even in these cold winter months, I get definitely a few visitors every day.
Yeah, I think of all the events the Chamber puts on year-round, and they help bring people to downtown Sandpoint to help the business community thrive, but also they appeal to visitors. They really do combine that. And here, so much of our business is driven either by tourism or by people who are taking part in those and then decide to relocate here for them. So it's, in my mind, almost hard to separate the functions for Sandpoint.
Yeah, no, it's pretty much one and the same. Everyone comes into the visitor center with an idea of what they're looking for, and hopefully we're able to serve their needs.
Now, you mentioned the Winter Carnival, and that's just recently concluded, so that won't be covered in our upcoming events segment of the interview, but how long's the Winter Carnival been going on, and how's the Chamber involved with it?
Ooh, well, I know it was going on since 1997 because that was one of my first experiences of a Chamber event. And before that, I would have to say it went on long before that because I remember people reminiscing about the fact that we used to do ice sculptures downtown.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I remember back to, again, our first visit, my wife and I, we came to Sandpoint in the winter. It was President's Day weekend and smack dab in the middle of the carnival and all kinds of things happening with that. And I remember those early days just being amazed. Here was this Winter Carnival parade, something most towns do in the summer around the 4th of July. And Sandpoint has that also. But the Winter Carnival parade just seemed more like it was part of the DNA of Sandpoint.
Mm-hmm. And I think we carry that on this year, too, with the longest ski hat, Guinness Book of World Records,
yeah,
longest ski hat from the Bonner Museum.
I video recorded it, and I think it took 7.5 minutes to walk itself by. So that's how long the hat was.
And they needed 70 volunteers, and they had them.
Yeah. So events, tell us about what's on the horizon line. What kind of things are coming up? There's the regular events. Let's touch base on those first.
Okay. Our regular events are our general member luncheons. We have those every month. They are the second Thursday every month. We're currently holding them in the Umpqua Bank Building with Tango Catering. And those happen on that Thursday from noon to 1.
Usually great speakers.
Oh, yes. We always have a good lineup, lots of interesting topics. The one coming up on March 12th is going to be Make-A-Wish Idaho with Michelle John.
Oh, very good. Then there's always my favorite, one of my favorites, the business after hours.
Yes, those typically are the last Wednesday of the month, and that's an opportunity for a chamber member to do a little open house and to show off their business and to invite their clients, their potential clients, and to give other chamber members an opportunity to learn about their business.
And I know this isn't your only radio show this week. Weren't you on the Chamber Chatter Bob Witte show and the other radio station in Sandpoint?
I'm going to be starting those with Bob in April.
Very good. Well, let's see. What other kind of regular things? I know right now one of my coworkers is going through the Leadership Sandpoint cohort that's currently in progress. That's a wonderful program. And as much as we've had those folks on the radio too, I think there's always listeners who have just never heard of Leadership Sandpoint.
Leadership Sandpoint is a great opportunity for individuals to take, it's basically a class, and we teach a lot of things about leadership skills and leadership development, but you get to really understand different parts of our community. Last month, I got to attend the one where we saw the Bonner County Jail, the K-9 unit, the Marine Division. We got to hear from Sandpoint Chief of Police, from a judge and the prosecuting attorney, and from our mayor, Jeremy Grimm. It's just a wonderful immersion into Sandpoint community from a civic and a business standpoint and services, nonprofits. And I am actually a graduate of the 1998-1999 Leadership Sandpoint.
That must have been one of the first ones. I went through the program in, must have been 2018 and 19.
Okay.
Seems to be fading into distance. But I remember the day where we did the local justice system. And it was fascinating, even having lived here as long as I did at that point. The things that you learn in it and the people you meet and how systems work here, how everything's interconnected, is just a fabulous opportunity for folks.
Yes, we'll be putting out requesting applications for the class for 2024-2025. Those will be coming out and announced in August because the class starts in September.
Yeah, It's a long commitment, 8 months, 9 months for the class, and then another year cycling with the
students to facilitate,
right?
Yes.
Two-year program.
Yes.
Great way to immerse in the community, even if you've been here a long time, just to learn more, but especially if you're relatively new.
Definitely.
Yeah. Special events. I know it's a little early to be looking at summer, but with the sun shining, well, I don't know that when it's playing, if the sun will be shining, but today as we're recording this, it feels like winter has slipped finally into spring and summer's just around the corner.
We can only hope.
Yeah, we can only hope. Tell us what's on the horizon, some of the special events that the Chamber puts on in the summer.
Well, it's a good time to be talking about it because our summer calendars always fill up. So the first event coming up is on June 2nd. It's the Bay Trail Fun Run. And then after that, June 27th, we have the Summer Sampler in Farman Park. And then Beer Fest this year is going to be on July 6th. So that'll be a very busy 4th of July weekend for us all.
Yeah, those are wonderful things to put on the calendar now. And tell us just a little bit more about each. The Bay Trail Fun Run starts at City Park?
Yes. City Beach. Yes. Yep. And we'll be down there right in front of the Edgewater on the lawn.
Yeah. Out and back on the Ponderay Bay Trail. I've participated in that and helped out at it and used to draw quite a few people before COVID and then went on a little bit of a hiatus, but hopefully it brings some crowds back.
Yes, we're hoping to build it back to pre-COVID status.
Yeah. And the summer sampler, the summer version of what used to be Taste of Sandpoint in the wintertime and a fabulous event. It's growing back again after a little bit of a hiatus during COVID, but coming back.
Yep, we take over that whole park and the road behind Connie's, and that's going to be a great event this year. We're going to be soliciting to make sure we have plenty of vendors to satisfy those who want to give everything a little try.
And the last couple of years, I think the first year this was almost coincidental, and then the last year or two it's been planned to coincide with the opening of the summer sampler season for Maddox Farms, the music series.
Yes, and yes, it that's the same date.
Mm-hmm. Excellent. That's always a nice combination to have some food, some beverage from local vendors, take in some music, really kick off the summer season.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
And Beer Fest.
Beer Fest, July 6th. Yes, we have starting to line up our vendors and our local breweries to be there. It's always a well-attended event, and we're looking forward to having, last year we had about over 700. Mm-hmm. I believe we're going to be pushing for even more than that this year.
And one more time on the date?
July 6th. That's a Saturday.
Saturday. Perfect. Got to get it on my calendar early. My calendar fills up fast. Summer Sampler Beer Fest, Ponderay Bay Trail. In the past, there's been the scenic half, and I think that's bounced around from spring to fall, but I heard rumors that may not happen this year. Is that true?
That's right. We have given up that event. No knowledge of anyone else that's taking it on, but we're not doing that this year.
Those longer race events like that are just harder and harder these days between permits and safety control and just the logistics of it make it a very challenging thing to do.
Yeah, it sure was. Crossover into multiple cities, and it required a lot of permitting, a lot of red tape.
Now, starting in, there's a full slate of things for you to work on. What do you have any other visions for the Chamber, the way that it might shape or morph in the coming year or more?
You know, I'm really working on focusing on administration to make sure that we have good, solid processes in place. I already inherited some wonderful programs that Kate has built over the past 13 years of her tenure. But we have some things that just, you know, cleaning up, make sure that our members are getting the benefits that are worth it to them, and doing analysis to make sure that they're getting what they paid for and that it is meaningful to them. Because we want to make sure that there's a reason for you to be a part of the Chamber and to really feel a part of it and to feel that your benefits are worthwhile.
Mm-hmm. Tell us a little more about member benefits, and if there's a business owner listening or individuals can join too, tell us about how one would go about joining and more about what the benefits of membership are.
So we have launched a new website, which looks fantastic. It's sandpointchamber.com. Actually, sandpointchamber.org. And there are a lot of important reasons why you want to, if you're a business owner, you want to become a member of the Chamber. There's great networking opportunities through our events, but just also from knowing that you're a member and having access to others. there comes a level of credibility in being a chamber member. We do do some research. Can't just sign up and then you're a member. We actually do check to make sure our members are credible. And with that comes visibility. You get to be seen in so many places when you're a chamber member. You get the advocacy and support of the chamber staff, the board, and the ambassadors. We're working tirelessly to make sure that we are supporting your business interests. And the community involvement is really, I think, what's special here in Sandpoint. And the chamber does their best to make sure that we are participating in community events. We're attracting volunteers to help with those nonprofits and their events. And it's just an incredible service that we provide, but it really is all about community.
Mm-hmm. It does a wonderful job of connecting the community. I go to the general monthly luncheon as often as I can, not every month, but as often as possible. And it's a nice break in the week and the month, but also it's great to see some of the regular people there and connect with people who are either new members or come less frequently. It's great to be part of the business community.
Yeah. There's something about being seen and putting yourself out there. Having coached several individuals with their businesses as they were starting out, just trying to get their name out there, the chamber is a great way to do that.
You have a lot on your plate, I think, right now. And correct me if I'm wrong, if you've just hired someone, but you were looking for a position. Tell us a little more about that.
Yes, we're hiring for a communications and resource specialist. That's going to be a key role on my team to make sure that we are serving our members to the best of our ability and keeping our record straight. And then also being the face of the chamber and the community at our visitor center.
Mm-hmm. And I assume there's more information about the job application process on the website?
Yes, actually, if you can find it on our Facebook page, Greater Sandpoint Chamber of Commerce.
Well, we're coming close to the end of the things we were going to talk about. Anything else you'd like to bring up or touch base on?
Oh, just that it's so nice to be in a community where you feel like you're making a difference and you can walk down the street and you see so many familiar faces. It's just a really fun role that I have now. And as you can imagine, all of the different experiences that I had in the past leading up to what I'm doing now, it all makes sense.
It seems like it all was leading to this moment. So yeah, we're excited as a chamber ambassador. I'm excited you're on board. I know the board of the chamber is excited to have someone in the role. Big shoes to fill with Kate, but good
sure
to have
are
someone in there.
Yeah, thank you. Yeah.
Well, congratulations, Mickey. If you're just tuning into the broadcast, this has been the KRFY Morning Show, Tuesday edition with your host, Phil Huff. This morning's guest with me in the studio is Mickey Quinn, the new executive director of the Greater Sandpoint Chamber of Commerce. As always, if you caught this partway and wanted to listen to the entire interview, you can go to our website, krfy.org, and listen online to the podcast. It will be up sometime later this day or tomorrow. And due to the wonderful volunteers at KRFY, we're able to bring these voices to the community. And again, as Mickey touched on, it's such a great opportunity at the chamber to become a volunteer and to become part of the community. We really celebrate that volunteerism aspect especially. And thank you, Mickey.
Thank you, Phil.